I am back on the Anchor. Very quick episode. Testing things out here and there. UFC Lincoln in the books last night. Jim Russell here. What a night of fights it was in Lincoln, Nebraska. Amazing job by Justin Gaethje, who knocked out James Vick in the very first round. He needed it. He needed it. Lost to Eddie Alvarez via TKO knees in UFC 218. Lost to Dustin Poirier, and he needed this win bad. And he's back in the winning ways. Justin Gaethje, amazing job. He is the former World Series of Fighting lightweight champ. And now that division has gotten even more interesting right now, fighting at lightweight, as you know. It's going to be Conor McGregor versus Khabib on October 6th, Columbus Day weekend. Wow, what a win, what a knockout, what a main event that was. In addition to that, the co-main event was good. Could have gone either way, but I understand Michael Johnson was more busy round one and in round three. Yes, Andre Fili had his moment. He had him in the rear naked choke. He tried to go for the neck crank. He tried to go for the rear naked choke from the other side. But Michael Johnson survived that. And I can see why he got the split decision. What's next for Gaethje, though? We'll see. We will see. I was looking at the rankings. Of course, you have Khabib against Conor, right? And then you have Kevin Lee on the horizon. Eddie Alvarez coming off a loss. Big announcement for the co-main event for the Khabib McGregor UFC 229. Showtime Anthony Pettis is fighting Kukui, Tony Ferguson. So that makes it even more interesting to see the least, you know, what happens with that. So you have that happening. So it was great night of fights. I watched it delayed because I knew I had a long Saturday. And I knew, watch, I'm going to fall asleep. And that's exactly what happened. But I did catch it today. I watched the entire main card this morning just now. So that's what's going to happen at 229. So huge. So you have that going on. Also, what else happened? Brian Albarena, Colombian American, like myself, defeated Jake Ellenberger in round one. Ellenberger finishes his career 31-15. Thank you, Jake, for everything that you've contributed to mixed martial arts, and hopefully your next etapa, as they say in life, or your next endeavor is great. Maybe you could be behind a desk. Maybe you could be a coach. Who knows? Maybe a degree in whatever. Who knows? But, you know, thank you for your contributions to MMA, and I'm pretty sure they will open up a lot of doors. Courtney Casey defeated Overkill Hill via decision. You know, in the beginning, she looked, Courtney, a little stiff. She needed to, you know, loosen up a little bit, but she got better as the fight progressed. She won that fight. The knockout that I also want to talk about, Eric Anders. Wow, your boy, Eric Anders. He defeated Tim Williams. Wow. You know, he had caught him already. There was a nice spin by Tim Williams. That was a sequence that I remember. And then Eric, he snuffs them down, and somehow they engage, and on the way up, he catches them where they kick and knocks them the hell out. Big win by your boy, Eric Anders, and the future's bright for him. But the other guy that I wanted to highlight was Dominico, Figueiredo. He defeated John Moraga via TKO in round two. Wow, that guy has amazing base, and he could be, I don't want to say a title contender tomorrow, but if he continues his winning ways, he's 15-0, his four fights in the UFC, all wins, and he has a lot of pop for a guy that's 125 pounds, has a lot of pop. Could probably knock me the hell out. I'm 100 pounds almost more than him. So very interesting to see the future for Mr. Figueiredo, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, from Brazil. I'm excited for him at 15-0, and I'm excited for the future of the flyweight division now that we have Henry Cejudo. We have, I don't want to say unlimited possibility, but possibility of new matchups there. So now, coming up in a couple of weeks, Valentina Shevchenko versus Montano. And, of course, you have Till against, ¿cómo se llama este man? Tyrone Woodley. He will square off in the main event in two weeks. So I'm excited about that. That's what's going to happen. That's what happened this past last night. And UFC Lincoln, we got a retirement. Justin Gaethje back in his winning ways. Michael Johnson back in his winning ways as well. Courtney Casey with the win. Barbarena, with the win. Your boy, Eric Anders, with the win. And Mr. Figueiredo from Brazil is 15-0. And, well, that wraps that up. So that's a little 5 minutes of the UFC right there. I don't know what's my limit. I haven't used this application in a long time. So that's what's going down. That's what happened last night. So we saw a retirement, and we'll see what happens for Gaethje. He just needs to keep winning. You know, he had amazing momentum, and then that's what happens when you're in the UFC. You fight the best of the best, and he lost to Alvarez, and he lost to Dustin Poirier, but now he's back. He beats James Vick. Now we'll see what happens. It all depends what happens in the beginning of October between McGregor and Khabib. Hopefully that fight stays intact. I would hate to see those individuals get injured, and hate to see like an interim lightweight. Hopefully they both stay healthy. There's a lot of controversy between what Conor said about his father, and he's a coward, this and that. There's a lot of personal drama. It could be to sell the fight. It could be legit drama between those two. We also saw Conor McGregor throwing the barricade, the guardrail at the bus. Got a couple individuals injured. Did not face any jail time. So we'll see what happens on October 6th, Columbus Day weekend. Hopefully I don't have to do anything that Monday. And hopefully, you never know, I could be in Vegas. Could be in Vegas. So a lot of exciting times to be an MMA fan. You have some exciting fights coming up. Two title fights in a couple of weeks. NFL opening weekend. There is nothing Labor Day weekend next week. In 2 weeks is going to be the two title fights that I mentioned earlier. And I'm pretty sure there's a UFC fight night here and there. And then 229 will be McGregor and Khabib. And then 230 will be in the Garden. No main event has been announced yet. In my opinion, they're waiting on Johnny Bone Jones. And how that's going to play out with the USADA. You know, with the USADA, it's all about, you know, you have to serve some sort of time. So I think that's the only reason why it's been stalling, because they have taken forever in giving Johnny Bone Jones a punishment of some sort. But if somehow he could get away, I don't know how, but somehow, some way, if he comes away squeaky clean, per se, let's say, I don't know how, if let's say he's eligible to fight, and he's, according to him, he's been in the pool, then Johnny Bone Jones has to be in the main event at Madison Square Garden. You cannot have a half-assed main event for Madison Square Garden. It's the mecca of all arenas, and you got to have a McGregor or a Rousey or a Lesnar or a Johnny Bone Jones. You have to have a monumental name, huge name, to main event Madison Square Garden. So it's all about the USADA and Johnny Bone Jones. The only big match, I mean, there's a couple of big matches. I agree with my boy, Anthony Soto. I have some time here. Do I have some time? I do. I have some time. Probably have about 2 minutes. Agree with my boy, Anthony Soto and Jeremy Malay. I agree. Johnny Bone Jones, Gustafsson again, Johnny Bone Jones, DC again, would be two huge main events for UFC 230 at Madison Square Garden. That's the only thing you could probably do. Johnny Bone Jones, DC, or Johnny Bone Jones and Alexander Gustafsson. Those are the only two logical main events, in my opinion, that could close. Or anything Brock Lesnar would be the only two matches or fights that could happen at UFC 230. So that's my opinion, and I stick to it. So I think they're all waiting on that. I know the card is getting built slowly but surely, but we'll see what happens. I have another minute, so just to give you a quick plug, Choke.Radio, follow me in Choke.Radio on Instagram and Twitter at Choke.Radio, trying to build that base, ladies and gentlemen, trying to build that base. And also, please like my page at Choked Out Radio. And yeah, you know, last weekend was SummerSlam. I was happy to connect with various wrestling fans. I hung out with you guys at House of Glory. Hung out with you guys all day. That night, I hung out all day the NXT, and hung out SummerSlam up until after the event, which I had to work Monday. So that was a very busy week. Very busy week. But it's been a pleasure, you know, serving you guys in the last couple of years, and I got some great stuff planned. Some of the stuff has been detour here and there, but happy to, you know, cover MMA and both pro wrestling, and especially this is a great time to be both fans. Even though the sport of MMA here and there is taking a dip here and there, but the good thing is now with the legalization of New York, you have World Series of Fighting, Bellator, and the UFC having prominent cards all over the state of New York. So thank you for the lobbying. Thank you, Sheldon Silver, for being pushed to the side. And thank you to the UFC and then everyone who contributed to lobbying to re-legalizing MMA in New York. So I'm so happy that that has occurred. All right, I think I hit the 10-minute mark, I think. I'm not too sure. Yep, 10 minutes and a half. Very short, very sweet. Hopefully you enjoyed it. And tell your friends. Choke.radio. Take care.